Well, I know it's a 24-hour rule for you, but and we're past that. But I tell you what, that was a breakout game last week, coming off a tough ending in Oakland. But you came through with a huge game in Green Bay.
It was a big game. It's exciting. Definitely see progress. But the most important stat or thing is the W. We came close the last couple weeks. We have to, you know, play a complete game. You know, we had a couple of letdowns in the third quarter. We didn't play well. Same thing, Oakland. Third quarter, we didn't play well. And fourth quarter, we tried turning on, but a little too late. So that's the goal, is to play a complete game, and we'll see what happens.
This offense as a whole last week was very, very sound. I mean, it was that's the best we've seen it this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. I think we were hitting in all our P's and Q's last week. It's a good start. Just got to keep it going. Keep it going and keep progressing. And I think we had a great game plan last week that we executed. And we got another great one this week, so we just got to go out there, execute, and have some fun.
You're the leading receiver on this team, leading playmaker on this team, 30-plus yard plays. I think you have 5 of the 8 for the team this year. Are you comfortable being the man on this receiving core? Or do you consider yourself as the top guy?
I don't consider myself the top guy. I'm just a guy here trying to make plays, trying to help my team win. So that's about it.
That's all you got to say.
That's all I got to say about that. You know, just go out there and, you know, I'm big on practicing hard and what carries from, you know, coach always talk about do what you do in practice, carry over to the game. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm still learning. I have a long way to go. Hopefully one day I will be the man. But, you know, that's a long-term goal. So got a long way to get there.
You got things going last week a little bit. I mean, how do you keep it going for Detroit?
You know, it's the exact same thing that we've been preaching the whole entire time, and that's, you know, believing what we're doing, and we keep growing as a unit. The success of this team and the failures of the team still come in, and we watch the film, we correct what's wrong, we build on what's right, and we've been doing that every single week. And regardless if our record was undefeated or we've lost every single game, we still will go about it the same way because we believe in our head coach, his organization, and what we're doing here.
Is there a little more confidence after Blaine has a game like he did the other day that the passing game might be on the beginning of an upswing?
You know, I think, you know, we have full confidence in Blaine. We have full confidence in offensive linemen, the backs to pick up the protection, the tight ends to run the routes, the receivers catch the ball. We all believe in each other. And when we execute and play ball like we know how to, it does make us and prove to us, you know, we're headed in the right direction. And though there's no moral victories in the NFL, it's always about the W and the L column. And right now, we're not getting a W, so that's frustrating. But at the same time, we're building. And, you know, this is a grown man's league. You know, it's not a moral victory. So we need to go out here and get a win this Sunday.
To that point, is it – you guys have been working a lot at this, in this offense, and trying to make it productive. To make it productive like you guys did the other day, is it easier moving forward and make it even better with that confidence?
Yeah, with that kind of confidence, it does – I mean, though you do not – let the emotional highs or the emotional lows control the way you prepare, the way you go about on the football field. There, you know, the reality is when you're successful on the field from practicing, it gives you momentum. That's with no question. But at the same time, you know, we believe in everybody in this locker room, and it's not a surprise to us. There's no, we got a first down that we're super beyond excited. We expect those things out of us. We expect big plays. We expect big runs. And, you know, that's how it's going to be.
How anxious are you to get back out there?
I'm anxious, man. It's been a frustrating year for me so far, you know, just having the concussions and just not being able to be out there with my teammates and help us win. So I'm excited time right now. Hopefully I can get through this week and feel great and be ready to play on Sunday.
Is the sense of the passing game turned the corner the last couple of weeks with Blaine?
Yeah, Blaine's looking really, really well. Played a great game, first 300-yard passing game. You know, Cecil's coming along great. Justin's coming gone good. And the passing game's rolling. I'm just excited to get back out there.
So how, because, you know, Cecil has really taken a step forward, how does your role change at all or how they can utilize? Because I think at the beginning of the year, maybe they didn't feel certain that they could use Cecil in as many different ways as now they're kind of using him.
You know, that's probably a question for the coaches. You know, I'm just going to go out there and do my job every day. You know, play hard like I know how to play, catch the ball, and just go out there and have fun. Just try to do what I do.
Is there any kind of, you know, guy come off an ankle injury, usually say, oh, well, limit the snaps. Come off a concussion, is there any sort of snap control that you need? I mean,
I don't know. You know, just try not to take a big hit to the head, you know. Just if you see a hit coming, duck down and get down and protect your head, because life after football is a lot more important than later in life, because all the history of concussion stuff coming out.